Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Cheap Cheetah Money Show, a place for saving, making, and having fun with your money. We offer you a chance to learn new and creative ways to reach your financial goals. Here on the Cheap Cheetah Money Show, it's always about the money. To contact us, visit our website at www.cheapcheetah.com or at www.cheapcheetahwebs.com. And now, here is your host, Hill.
Good morning, my Cheap Cheetah family. How are you this morning? It is July 12th, 9 o'clock New York time. It's about 70 degrees out, and it's summertime, summertime. How is everybody this morning? And most importantly, how was your weekend? I hope you had a great weekend. I had a relaxing weekend. It was different. It was hot. Thank God for that, because we've had so much rain in New York City. It was really, really ridiculous. Folks, we're talking about money in the news today, but before we get to that, we are talking about the basics for the new people who don't know what the basics are. Folks, you know we have a Cheap Cheetah Facebook. The Cheap Cheetah Money Show is on Facebook. Please come and visit us. Chat about saving, making, and having fun with money. Come and say hi. It's a home now. It's a home to the Cheap Cheetah Money Show on Blog Talk Radio. There is also a YouTube channel, The Cheap Cheetah Money Show, where I go in every now and then and give you little cute little videos and stuff. And you can visit our website on the cheapcheetah.blogspot.com. So you can go to my profile and you see all the great places you can link to. You know, we have the free ebooks, Living Frugal, 30 Minutes or Less, The Cheap Cheetah Way, and the Holiday Savings, The Cheap Cheetah Way. Also, they're free ebooks, folks. Who don't like free? And, you know, you have books for purchase. You can visit the Cheap Cheetah Money Show. We have Cheap Cheetah Tips Jar, the best of Cheap Cheetah Money Show Part 1, and my real estate diary, all on Smashburg, Kindle, Amazon, Creative Space. Excuse me, if you don't know where to get them, then email me at cheapcheetahyahoo.com, and I'll let you know. As you know, folks, I'm looking for sponsors. I am always looking for sponsors. I'm always looking for guests. Come on, be a part of Cheap Cheetah Money Show. Joe, don't just listen. Be a part of it. If you have a product or service that you would like for me to play, or if you'd like to come on the show talk about your money experiences, then by all means, email me at cheapcheetah@yahoo.com, and we will talk about it. Because I always welcome family. It's been a while since I've heard from you, so, you know, I love to hear what's going on. Today's topic is money in the news. I'm going to be honest with you folks. The newspapers, whether it's New York, L.A., Chicago, Detroit, you name it, most of the newspapers now are carrying one of two things, okay? Their feature stories are one of two things. Either it's about sex or it's about somebody killing somebody. There is no more substantial information when it comes to finances in the news. So I guess that's what sells newspaper when you have on a front cover where a teacher then slept with her student, or where a man had 50 wives and 300 children. I guess that's what sells compared to a woman who invests money and made $1 million. You know what I'm saying? So money in the news is, I love it, and I want you to love it. Money in the news is not money in the news too much anymore. It's sex in the news. It's bizarre in the news. It's crazy in the news. That's what I need to call it. But I did find you some stuff. And this is, you know, not getting off the money in the news topic. This is what I'm talking about, how bizarre the newspapers got. Now, I'm sure it's about money. It's a business, and they want to make their money. So they have to bring out the really shocker value for people to pick up the paper and want to buy it to read what the heck is going on. And when I say shocker, I was reading one where a man got drunk, and he got naked, and he went into the mud pit with the pigs. This is what I'm talking about, I'm reading out in newspapers, okay? when the people who own the pigs call the police and they pull the man out the pit with the pig, the man was so drunk, the man said, I like pigs. See what I'm saying? So maybe it's you, maybe your newspaper's better. Mine has gotten like, really? But I did find some money news for you. And here goes. The biggest money wasters, according to what real people are saying, are the biggest money wasters. Okay? We know cigarettes are big money wasters. I don't know about you, but my cigarettes here are like $14 a pack. They went from 75 cents to $14 a pack within the span of years. So that's a big money waster. But we know that because in a lifetime, if you smoke for 30, 40 years, you're smoking like $100,000 easy up in smoke, which is, could you do something with $100,000? I know I could. Throwing leftover food away. A lot of people don't eat leftovers. I don't know why. You cook something today, you reheat it tomorrow, you eat it. If you have extra leftover, you eat it for maybe 2-3 days, or you switch up and you cook something on Sunday. You eat it Sunday, maybe you cook something, eat it on Monday. You eat something different on Tuesday, and if you have leftovers from Sunday, you eat it that on Wednesday. You know how we do. You make something different from the leftovers. A lot of people don't eat leftovers. Let's say 25%. Throw away perfectly good food and drink. That's your money going down the drain. That's wasting. Workout supplements. You know, the ones you see in the drugstores, the ones you see in the health food stores, the fat burners, the extra weight loss thing, the little vitamins that are supposed to give you energy to lose all this weight. You've seen them. Waste of money. A lot of times they don't work. And I'm not saying they all don't work, but a lot of times they don't work. What I found that I used to use dieter's tea to lose weight, and it helped a little bit, but it wasn't, you know, that tremendous thing that they used to say, oh, you're going to lose 50 pounds in a month if you use these supplements. It's a waste. Basic, if you want to lose weight, diet and exercise. Go to the gym, do your walking, eat the proper foods. And just do it naturally. All these extra little supplements, these workout supplements, it's going to give you energy, whatever, whatever. It's not happening. And I've noticed a lot of people are drinking, what is that energy drink? Red Bull and stuff? What is in that stuff? Could you tell me what's in it? So, workout supplements. Skip them. Skipping school. If you are in school, if you're in college, or if your kids are in private school and they're skipping school and you're paying for it, okay, on average, and you took out a student loan, we're basically talking about college, but if you took out a loan for your kids to go to private school too, you're wasting about $27,000 a year or so by playing hooky. When they play hooky, every day they're not in class, that's money you're wasting. Or that's money they're wasting, you know, when it comes to loans, because you have to pay back the loans anyway, right? So if you get a loan to do something, why not do it? Complete it. Makes sense. Rebate. I'm known for this too. You know when you get to rebates and you said, okay, I'm gonna run right home, I'm gonna buy something, I got a rebate for it, and I'm gonna run right back home and I'm gonna fill it out, then you get so distracted that you forget about it, and then it expires and you're like, man, that's $20 or man, that's $10. Rebates. You're wasting money by not doing them, by not filling them out, by not sending them out. You're wasting your money. The company gave you X amount of dollars off your product if you send whatever in the labels in or whatever the required documents they want, but you go home and say, okay, I'm going to do it, and then you get lazy and you forget and the deadline's there. You lost that money. You know we don't like to lose no money. What else do we consider... trading in a car. You have a brand new paid for car, okay? You decide you use it for a couple of years, got a couple of miles on it, right? And then you want to trade it in for a new car, but the car is paid off. So why would you trade in a paid for car for a car with payments? Waste of money. for, you know, you waste the money that way. And there's a lot of other money wasters. We can talk about gambling, which, you know, I like to gamble. That's a waste of money, too. Also, sometime when you go into, like, the dollar stores, the 99-cent stores, you go in there with one thing in mind, then you come out with a shopping bag full of stuff you thought you need but you really didn't. That's a waste of money, too. What about buying all these sneakers and stuff and all these designer stuff if you still do that for your kids? It goes in and goes out of fashion, one, two, three, and then you see your kid got, like, what, $300-$400 worth of sneakers in their closet? Come on, waste of money. And these are a few things people were saying, normal people, everyday people, what is a waste of money? So, something to think about. I really didn't think about the college education and the loans. That was a good one. That was a new one on me, and the rebates, too. If you really think about it, we're wasteful. So what I want you to do is think about the things that you spend money on and cut that waste out. You know, take a diary for the 1 week, write down everything you're spending money on and say, you know what, this is wasteful. Let me take that money and put it towards something else, towards a bill, towards a vacation, towards something. You know, we all have, waste. I do it too. I waste money a lot. I try to be conscious of what I'm spending my money on, but sometimes, you know, a little wasteful money gets, you know, thrown through the cracks sometimes. So you got to be careful. Okay. This is what I found out, too, which I think is pretty good. The Food Bank of New York has rolled out a free financial coaching program for families earning less than $55,000 a year and singles earning less than $27,500 a year. This financial coaching program has sprung up in other parts of the country as well. Places like Chicago, Detroit, look under Center for Economic Progress. Again, Center for Economic Progress. And find out where you can get free financial coaching. But you must meet the criteria. A family, $55,000 a year or less you have to be making, and a single, you have to earn less than $27,500 a year. And it's from the Food Bank. They're helping families set budgets because a lot of families are struggling. They're helping you to set your budget, to go on basic guidelines of where your money should be spent, and to get you on track. But the only problem I have with this is, why is a family making $55,000 a year? Why $55,000? Why can't you say any family who's making under, say, $80,000 a year? Okay? Why $55,000? Or a single who's making under, say, $50,000 a year? Why is it $27,500? You know what I'm saying? I mean, I think you shouldn't discriminate when it comes to, if people need help, no matter how much money they make, they need help. Okay, so if you're offering the service, offer it to everybody. Okay, I understand you have to weed out, you have to weed out some people. If you're making $400,000 a year, you need help too, but not like maybe a family who's making $55,000. I understand that. So weed out the people that you feel don't really need the help, to have the overabundance of money where they just not using it properly. But don't say, you know, $55,000 for a family and $27,500 for a single, because what if you're making $40,000 and you still can't you still can't make your payments, you still can't make your bills, you still need a financial budget. That's all I'm saying. I like the simple fact that the Food Bank is offering free financial coaching because a lot of people need it. A lot of people need it. And on that note, we'll hear from our sponsor.
This message is for independent recording artists. Is your music career at a standstill? If so, let Access to a Rising Artist Promotions get it moving again and take it to the next level. We can assist you with building your brand through online radio promotion, social media marketing, and website development. And if you don't know what direction to go, get an opportunity to have a one-on-one consultation session to get you started in the creative aspect of developing a strategy on going forward with your music career. Get back on your music journey again and visit us online for a host of new opportunities that will put you in the spotlight at www.accesstoarisingartist.com, the ultimate platform for a rising artist to shine.
Thank you for my sponsor, Access to a Rising Artist. If you have a product that you would like for me to play on the Cheap Cheetah Money Show, contact me at cheapcheetah@yahoo.com, and I will gladly play your commercial. We'll talk about it, and you'll let my listeners know all about what you got going on. But getting back to the food bank thing, okay, it's a good idea. And if I was in that situation to get free help, free financial coaching, I would do it. Okay, and like I said, it's for New York. They have Chicago, Detroit. They have other places. So look under Center for Economic Progress and see if you qualify and go get that free coaching. Because you know what we say. We like free stuff. Okay? And talking about free stuff, all right, I realized like July 11th, which is past, you know, July 11th, 7-Eleven was giving away free Slurpees. I love free stuff. If you sign up for Outback, you know, the steakhouse, if you have Outback near you, if you sign up for your birthday, Outback will give you a free appetizer for your birthday. If you sign up for IHOP and let them know when your birthday is, IHOP will give you free pancakes. I missed it. IHOP had a 50th anniversary sale where they were giving short stacks for 57 cents. But you would know this, folks, because I always list the free stuff on my Facebook page, the Cheap Cheetah Money Show. So anything I get that's free or a notice of what's going on, I always list it on the Facebook page. So it would be wise if you become a part of the Cheap Cheetah Money Show Facebook page so you'll know what's going on when it comes to the free stuff. Because, like I said, we like free. So I always tell you about different things coming out and everything. Why? Because you're family. All right. Another thing I was reading, spending versus value. If you take your credit card and look at your statement and you look at the things you're spending on, does your spending versus your value come together? Meaning you value spending time with your family. You value saving the world as far as the environment and everything. You value saving the animals as far as not having them destroyed by poachers and stuff. You have certain values that you believe in, that you're really passionate about. And you look at your statement, are you purchasing stuff that helps you with your values? Like, for example, save the world. You're environmentally, you want to save the environment. You want to do what you can as far as not being so wasteful with plastic, not being so wasteful with everything that will hurt the environment. Are you looking at your statement and looking at companies who do stuff to hurt the environment? So you have to look at your spending versus your values. Okay, are they in line? If you are against people doing things when it comes to animals, as far as cruelty to animals and stuff, are you buying stuff from companies that promote tests on animals? You know, are you doing that? Are you buying stuff from companies that are promoting guns, and you know you dislike guns? You're not for people using guns. So your values, are your values in line with your spending? Look, you know, and I was reading it. It's like that's something, because sometimes you can't always get a company that is in line with have the same ideas as yours when it comes to your values. But you can be more conscious of it. So see if your spending goes along with your values. If you want to spend time with your family and you want to go on vacations and stuff, you look at your credit card and said, why am I spending all of this when I could take that extra money for that wasteful spending and put it towards vacation, which is spending time with your family. So I thought that was really interesting. Okay. Here is a dilemma. And I want you, this is not about money. This is just what would you do kind of thing. Okay. I was reading a story about, I don't know if you remember, there was a small town bakery who refused to bake a cake for a same-sex couple who was getting married. And this is like small town USA bakery where the family, the husband, wife, and the, I think three kids was making a living off the bakery. Everybody was going to the bakery. And the one day this family refused, or this bakery refused to make the wedding cake for the same-sex couple, all hell broke loose, which means that people boycotted their bakery. They were being sued for like $125,000 for discrimination. They had to get lawyers. They had to close the bakery. And they had to get a lawyer to fight because the government was coming after them, and they were struggling. And they did a video on them. They talked about them. And the guy, the father who owned the bakery, said it was their religious belief that they didn't believe in what this couple was doing, so it was their right to choose not to make a wedding cake for them because of their religious beliefs. My question to you is, not so much what side you're on, but what do you think? Do you think that they should have made the cake for the same-sex couple, or maybe they should have said, look, we can't make the cake for you, but here is another bakery that can make the cake to your specifications, or you think they should have said, we'll make the cake anyway and just here it is? Because it's not like these, this same-sex couple was strangers. They knew this bakery. They used to eat in this bakery. They used to do socialize with the people, and for that small infraction right there, everything just blew out of proportion. I was looking at the video, and I was like, oh, wow, okay. So it's like you sit on a fence and decide what would you do kind of thing. So that's why I'm just throwing it out to you, because what would you do? If you were that baker and you have very strong religious beliefs about the sanctity of marriage, and the same-sex couple came to you and said, look, I like your products and stuff, would you make me a wedding cake? And you have these very strong religious beliefs, what would you do? You know, and I wanted to throw that out to you. And I wanted you, for the answers and everything, you can email me at cheapcheat@yahoo.com. Also, you can hit me up on the Cheap Cheetah Money Show on Facebook. Sorry, cheapcheetah@yahoo.com is the email. Cheap Cheetah on Facebook. The Cheap Cheetah Money Show on Facebook. Let me know, because I'm really curious about your opinion. What would you do? Next week, money decisions. We are talking about money decisions. We've all made some really messed up money decisions. I know I have. I sometimes think about back in the day woulda, coulda, shoulda when it comes to my money decisions. But we're not talking about the bad ones. We're talking about the good ones. We've all made some really good, solid money decisions that we are so proud of. We said, okay, you know, I'm glad I made that decision. We're going to talk about that next week. Money decisions that we are proud of, that we brag about, that we talk about. That's what we're going to talk about next week on the Cheap Cheetah Money Show. Folks, we have a few minutes, and that was Money in the News for you. Let's talk. We haven't talked in a while, and I want to talk. First of all, I want to say thank you for being part of Cheap Cheetah Money Show. I love you, and I appreciate you. Also, please be a part more. Get involved in the Facebook page. There's a Twitter page, Cheap Cheetah 2. Let me know what's going on when it comes to your life, when it comes to saving, making, and having fun with money. Folks, I'm not here preaching to you. I am just like you. I'm trying every day to get better so I can be financially free. so I can keep the taste in my mouth to say, how sweet it is. Also, I wanted to talk to you, if you're in the New York, Connecticut, New Jersey, if you're in the tri-state area and you'd like to join me for coffee, I'm inviting you out because we're family and we haven't seen each other in a while. I'm inviting you out for a meet and greet. Email me at cheapcheetah@yahoo.com and let me know you're interested, and I will tell you the time and place for a meet and greet. If you're New York, New Jersey, the tri-state area, come out, say hello, let's get together, let's talk face to face. I would love to see you and find out what your ideas are when it comes to saving, making, having fun with money, what you have problems with, but maybe somebody else had the same problem or somebody had the solution to your problem. So let's do this face to face. Also, I wanted to talk to you about, I'm trying to decide, I need your suggestions. If you have any money topics that I have not covered in the last 5 years of us being together, and I'm sure there's a lot of topics I have not covered, then email me at cheapcheetah@yahoo.com and let me know exactly what topics you're interested in knowing about. I will investigate them for you. I will talk about them. If you have an expert, or not even an expert, if somebody you know that's all about their money, that wants to talk about it, when it comes to saving, making, having fun with money, if they have a book out about personal finance, if they have doing a business, how did they start their business, stuff like that, I am open to suggestions. Why? Because, you know, we're family, and I'm always open to suggestions. So let me know what it is you're interested in, because this show is not about me. It's about us. It's about doing things for us. It's about us being financially free. Because, again, you know, some of us like our jobs. Some of us don't like our jobs. Some of us want to be free spirits and do what we want to do when we want to do it without the worry of where my next check coming from to pay my bills. Know what I mean? So that's what it's all about. It's all about us getting together to share with each other what we know when it comes to trying to build that ladder to be financially free. So that's what I wanted to talk to you about. So what else is going on? We still have a few minutes. And let's see what else we are talking about as far as money and stuff like that. It's summertime. And what summertime means, vacations, it means pools, it means just having fun. And just because it's summertime does not mean that you have to be so, don't pull the purse strings that tight, meaning don't, you know, live a little bit. Yeah, we need to save money. Yeah, we need to pay the bills, but life is so short, you need to live a little bit too. So it's summer, go out, the kids are out of school, enjoy yourself. Just enjoy yourself. Be conscious of don't overspend, but enjoy point where, you know, you're enjoying your life. And no, I'm not contradicting myself. Yes, it's always about the money, but sometimes it's about family, it's about friends, it's about getting together and just having a good time without really thinking about the price. So that's what I'm telling you. Just enjoy it. Summertime, you know, have fun in the summertime. On that note, folks, I want to say thank you for being part of Cheap Cheetah Money Show. Keep your mind on your money on your mind. I love you. I appreciate you. And I will see you next week where we talk about money decisions. The good, the bad, the ugly, but mostly the good ones. Have a great week, folks. God bless and stay well. And save that money.